Chapter 0, The Start of It All in the Heart of the Bustling Market of Marrakesh, where the scent of spices hung heavy in the air and merchants hawked their wares with raucous shouts two figures waved through. The crowd, Jalia, a sharp-eyed thief with a quick smile, and her reluctant companion Bram, a former scholar with a nervous disposition. "Relax, Bram," Jalia teased, her voice barely audible over the din. "The guards won't look twice at a pair of humble shoppers, such as ourselves." Bram adjusted his glass, "is eyeing the patrolling guards warily, easy for you to say," he muttered. "Your shopping typically involves lighter fingers than mine." Their banter was cut short by a booming voice, "finest silks from across the sea." A burly man with a beard like a lion's mane beckoned them over. Jalia grinned, "watch and learn, Bram." She approached the merchant. "Your silks, good sir, they... indeed the finest I've ever seen," she complimented, her hands deftly slipping a bolt of silk into her satchel. The merchant Farouk leaned in, a knowing twinkle in his eye. But the best goods are reserved for those with the keenest eyes from behind them. A soft-spoken voice interjected, "are these silks proof against moths?" It was a young woman, lies with a ledger under one arm and a quill tucked behind her ear. Farouk laughed heartily, "moths, my dear. These silks could turn away the sharpest of blades." Jalia smirked at Bram. "See, all the world's a stage." Bram shook his head. "And all its silk apparently belongs to you," he whispered back, his eyes darting to make sure they were unnoticed, as the sun began to dip below the horizon, casting long shadows over the market. Jalia and Bram, now with Lies in tow, found themselves in the quieter alleys of the city. "Why follow us, Lies?" Jalia asked, her tone light, but cautious. Lies looked at them earnestly. "I am an apprentice to the master weaver, and I seek new patterns to inspire his work. The way you speak move, it's poetry." Jalia and Bram exchanged a glance, an unspoken agreement passing between them. "Well, then," Bram said, "perhaps we can be of use to each other." As the stars blinked awake in the twilight, the three companions sat atop a roof sharing stories. The night was filled with laughter and the clinking of glasses as the scholar, the thief, and the weaver's apprentice found friendship in the most unlikely of places. Their voices carried softly over the roof tops, a chorus of disparate lives intertwining, a reminder that in the tapestry of life, every thread has its place.